Getting caught with marijuana in Macon just isn't as big a deal as it used to be. Where you could once get up to a $1,000 fine and a year in jail, it's now just a $75 ticket for an ounce or less of pot. Virgil Watkins is one of five commissioners who voted to reduce the penalty. He says the old fines and the jail time disproportionately affected young black men.
We are not making marijuana legal in Macon Bibb County. We are decreasing the harm that may befall you if you are convicted.
Critics cite marijuana's reputation as a gateway drug, and concerns that increased acceptance could downplay the importance of drug safety to the public. Macon resident Pamela Earls has mixed emotions. On one hand, she believes that the reduced penalty will benefit young and first-time offenders.
My alternate opinion on that is, as a medical professional, I'm not happy about the easy access of marijuana. I don't want it to be promoted that there are no side effects or long-term complications from marijuana use, because we know that there are. Because for the younger age group, teenagers and young adults, the brain doesn't develop until about 22 to 25.
Craig Mykowski is new to Bibb County. He relocated to Macon from Colorado, where weed is legal for recreational use.
And at first, everybody thinks it's a very big deal, and then after time goes on, it really becomes a non-issue and nobody talks about it anymore. If it's helping the officers focus on other things that are worse issues, then I'm all for it.
Pot may have a future in Georgia as well. Macon is the 10th municipality to lower possession penalties. And close to home, Fort Valley State University is one of two schools set to begin growing and researching the plant for medical use. From GPB Macon, I'm Emily Rose Thorne.